take you out of every mess. You know my secrets, my demons, and I know your weaknesses, all of your doubts and your dreams. So can't break up now. Can't break up now.
Nice to meet you.
About the campaign before I start. Every time I go any place, I always have to check at the podium because, as you can see, I'm almost shorter than it. So you'll forgive me if I talk from the side and not from behind the podium. It's a little bit easier. So I want to tell you, as you all may know, the results have come in. I don't know what they'll actually end up at. but I have spoken with Chris Taylor, and I have conceded, and that's okay. I just want to use this opportunity to tell you what this race has meant to me, and what the state means to me, and what the courts are so important, and what they mean to me as well. This race, for me, has been the absolute 100% honor of my lifetime. It has been the best opportunity for me to go across this entire state to talk to everyone, everywhere, in areas that I have never been, but I feel like I've been everywhere before. And I want to tell you that I could not have been more honored, more proud, more pleased, more humbled to be your candidate in this race. And I want to tell you not to fret, not to be upset, not to be sad. We can do that a little bit later. We can really sleep in and do that, which will be nice. But I just want you to know that I care about this state so much. I care about the courts so much. And I have led the type of campaign that I always said I would. I have been honest. I've been transparent. I have been above board. I have led with integrity. And I want you to know that that is how we need to run races in the state of Wisconsin. Woo! So one of the lines that we talk about is that this has been an uphill battle, and it has. But I don't think that I've run this race for no purpose. I think that this race was run so that people in this state from now on will know that judicial races are not political races. And the next race, and the next race, and the next race, we will keep fighting to put judges, good, talented judges with experience on the bench. And we will not take the status quo. This race was run in a way that we were always behind catching up. That's not how races are going to go from now on. I want people in this state to demand better from your candidates. I want you to demand two or three debates every judicial race. And I don't want them all to be in Milwaukee. I want them to be, maybe you all go up where I was in Superior and you talk there. Maybe you go to Eau Claire or Green Bay. I want people in this state to know about their candidates. You should not have had to have waited till the very end to hear both of us together. There should have been three debates, and I'm hopeful that next year there will be.
Woo!
Yep. You jump on. I also want you to know that I have so many people that I want to thank, because I could not be standing here without all of them. And the first group of people I want to thank are anyone who got me signatures, walked out and knocked doors in the rain, in the cold, went and talked to people, put things on their doors, put my flyers out, talked to groups of people, got anything that you could do to get the word out, because I cannot thank you enough. The counties that I talked to, the places I've been, Ashland, Calumet, Eau Claire, Walworth, all of those counties, I cannot thank them enough. And I could name all 72, but then you'd all be here a really long time. So I'm not going to do that. But I just want you to know that I thank those people so much. I thank everyone who's here, everyone who voted for me. And I want everyone to know that your votes were not cast in vain, and that you did set a mark and draw a line and say, Wisconsin deserves better. And I'm hopeful in future years that will happen. I also want to thank my entire team, who have been the most amazing group of people to work with in my lifetime, and I could not thank them more. I wish I could have had a better result tonight, but I cannot thank them more for what they did for me and helped me. I also want to applaud that. I also want to say thank you to my family, to my family, to my children, to my cousins, to my nieces, to everyone who's helped me and everything else. And I think the biggest thank you that I have is to my driver, my chauffeur, my best friend, my love from high school. My husband of and I won't age myself, but 40 years this year, my husband Tom. I also want to tell you that my work for the courts has not ended and that this is just the beginning. I have spent, well, since October 1, going around talking about why the courts are so important, and they are, and I intend to keep doing that, and I intend to do that in my role. I'm still going to be working at my job, doing what I do. In fact, I think it's noteworthy that I am currently ahead at my job, and I will continue to be, although I hope the people in my district will grant me at least 2 days to just sleep and not move or do anything. So, I ask that, I know I owe thank you cards, I know I owe all sorts of things, and trust me, you will get them, with or without chocolate. And I just want you to know, though, that tomorrow is, I think, a sleep day. Although the people I'm working with did want me to work for about 6 hours tomorrow, and we moved that one day out, so I'll be doing that. But in all seriousness, do not be disappointed. You are amazing. Wisconsin is amazing. This state is one that really should be proud of itself, and every single one of you has my utmost thanks. And when I... And I will tell you that the fight is not over and that we will keep fighting for our courts because they are that important. So, enjoy the evening. Do not be sad. Thank you very much, and good night, everybody.